Tucker Carlson is out at Fox News. Don Lemon is out at CNN. We go through the craziest day in the history of cable news next.
Stu Does America.
What a day. Yes, you're here on Stu Does America, the only news show left on television. Head to blazetv.com/stu and help us push back against the rapid, unscheduled disassembly of America. Use the promo code STU to save $10. If you're watching on YouTube, like this video right now, subscribe to the channel, hit the bell for notifications, do all the things. I'll be joined by OutKick's Bobby Burak and Blaze TV's Rob Eno to talk about today's cable news implosion. And it all starts right now as we do Tucker Carlson and Don Lemon, our first threesome, I believe. Lucky for them. What a crazy freaking day. We're in the middle of the radio show. The radio show's almost to the end. We're talking about, I don't know, George Soros or something. I mean, it's the Glenn Beck program. Of course, we're talking about George Soros. And we get near the end of the show, and all of a sudden, I get 937 texts. Tucker Carlson is out at Fox News. Here's what it looked like. Fox News Media and Tucker Carlson part ways. An interesting phrasing. And let's pick apart the statement from Fox News, shall we? Because it's important to understand we don't have anything from Tucker yet. We have really no information from Tucker Carlson himself. And of course, that makes this an impossible story to really understand. We need to get his side of it. We need to know what's going on, and he will get that out, I'm sure, in his own time. Here's what Fox News said, though. They said Fox News Media and Tucker Carlson have agreed to part ways. Agreed to part ways. They're trying to frame this as a mutual thing. We thank him for his service to the network as a host and prior to that as a contributor. Mr. Carlson's last program, this is key. Mr. Carlson's last program is when? Do we get to watch him tonight? See what he says? No. His last program was... Wait, his last program's already happened? Yes. His last program was Friday, April 21st. Fox News Tonight will air live at 8 p.m. Eastern, starting this evening as an interim show helmed by rotating Fox News personalities until a new host is named. Obviously, a very, very weird thing. First of all, if it was really mutual, you'd think, hey, this has happened before. We've had times we've left networks and we've done a final show. We've been able to say goodbye. If it's not acrimonious, usually you'll get a chance at that. Not in every case, though. So we don't know. Maybe Tucker Carlson will say, look, they asked me to do something and I was not comfortable doing it. They wanted me to change the show. I said, screw you. And they said, OK, you're gone. I don't know. Maybe that's what we'll find out when Tucker actually speaks about this. But there's all sorts of speculation pretty much from everywhere. And, you know, when you see their framing of it, you can pretty much take it as, OK, maybe there's some back and forth. Maybe they both weren't happy. Maybe Tucker wanted to leave. The reporting on the issue from behind the scenes so far is indicating that they just decided to fire Tucker Carlson. This is from Michael Greenbaum. Tucker Carlson was informed on Monday morning by Fox News that he was gone from the network, per two sources briefed. Not the first time a Fox anchor has abruptly lost their gig, but still notable given Carlson's stature at the network. And that stature is really amazing. You don't normally see something like this. You don't normally see a guy who's at the top of the heap. The number one show in all of cable news kind of just get blown out without some big, specific controversy. Now, especially when they're at their absolute peak. Now, people, of course, love to do this. They love to point to, you know, and they did this all day today, and it was infuriating. You know, this is just like when Fox News fired Glenn Beck. It's just like that. You know, he's saying lots of crazy stuff, and Fox News had to fire him. Look, I've said this before, and I will say it again. That is not what occurred. That is not what occurred when Glenn left. I was in the room for the meetings. There was a back and forth about how much were they going to pay Glenn Beck? How long were they going to keep Glenn Beck? How many shows were they going to allow him to do on his brand new streaming platform called The Blaze? What was going to happen? Did they like The Blaze? There was a lot of back and forth about a lot of different parts of this conversation. But I can tell you that I saw with my own eyes an offer sheet from Fox News to Glenn Beck to extend his contract. That's not how a firing occurs. You don't fire someone when you say, hey, here's the terms. We want to retain you for multiple years of your broadcast. That's not a firing. Literally no one will ever report this correctly. I mean, it has been out there a few times, but most people just ignore it because they like the idea that Glenn Beck's too crazy for Fox News. They want to call Fox News crazy, 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 crazy until they can portray them as the sane ones, because the person, the dangerous host with their opinions, are actually the dangerous, terrible ones. Those people are really, really bad. So Fox is, yeah, they're bad, but they're not that bad. Let's make the hosts look worse. The ideas look worse. The people who are fans of that host look worse. And of course, that's what's going to happen with Tucker Carlson. I mean, famously, if you watch Succession, is his name Otto, I think? Think of him. The guy, I think he was in, like, I don't know where I've seen him before. I feel like I saw him in a robot movie a long time ago. But the guy who plays the PR person in Succession, he's the guy that's, you know, leaking some negative stuff about some former employees. And that is something that allegedly Fox News does every single time. Every single time one of their hosts steps out of line, that is kind of the pattern allegedly that occurs. Now, this is, they're not alone in this, but there's a lot of that protect the shield type of attitude over at Fox News. And when you are out of line, usually, suddenly, shockingly, multiple negative things pop up about you in the press. Who knows how that happens? It's very, very odd. I will say, looking at this, you wonder how this could happen. Here's a guy at the top of his game. He's really, I mean, and the guy, certainly one of two or three people who control the conservative news narrative, right? He's, you know, of course, Glenn does a lot of that as well. There's a few other people who do that. But generally speaking, when you talk about people who set the agenda on cable news, you're talking largely about Tucker. I mean, other people have big audiences, but they don't pull the news cycle by the collar and drag it over to where they want it to be, like Tucker does. You have that guy very rarely. And when you have him, you don't want to let him go. You might offer him a large extension that they might reject and go open up Blaze TV. Anyway, when you have that person, you try not to let them out the door. This is very obviously strange. Now, Bill O'Reilly, of course, left from that in different sort of circumstances, but he'd also been there for 20 years, and, you know, he was a staple at the network. Tucker kind of, like, is somewhat still new on the scene, relatively speaking. So this is a very, very strange thing. By the way, tomorrow, we're going to be talking to all sorts of people on the radio show that are directly tied into not just Fox News, but the story in particular. You don't want to miss that show. And, you know, I don't know if Tucker's going to do, I should just say, Tucker will be on the show tomorrow. Actually, I don't know if he will be, but who's going to fact check me on it, you know? I'll just say he canceled. I don't know. No, in reality, I don't think Tucker's going to be on. I know if he does want to talk about this, though, he may very well come on here in the next few days. We'll see about that. I'll let you know if that's actually happening at this point. I don't have any information on that. Now, some of the speculation here, you know, when you have a big story like this, why would something like this happen? How could they let Tucker Carlson go or fire him? Well, some of the speculation is based on future legal actions. We just had this past one, $787 million or whatever it was, for the Dominion lawsuit. Now, it's important to note that really Tucker was not all that involved in the situation with Dominion. His texts were leaked. He said some nasty things about Donald Trump. He made some jokes. He, you know, they tried to hurt him and his career and his relationships with people like Donald Trump with releases of their texts. But they didn't really accuse Tucker Carlson of saying anything that was over the line when it comes to Dominion. I mean, he's a smart guy, and he was too smart to do that. He was not really involved in that. In fact, famously, he was pretty well known, I thought at least, for calling Sidney Powell out about her lack of evidence on the Dominion situation. He publicly had her on, tried to get her back on, and said, you can't come back on until you give me evidence. Give me evidence. And then he said she stopped returning their calls. He called her out publicly on his show in the middle of that. So I don't know if that's related here. There are several other lawsuits around the corner on Fox. Another one, which is Smartmatic, another voting machine creator. Again, I don't think you have anything on Tucker Carlson there. The other one that they're talking about here, and they're saying Fox historic defamation settlement is just the beginning. They're talking about all these other suits that are on the way here. And they were trying to, of course, dodge this trial with Dominion and everything going on there. It's going to be interesting to see where this goes. Now, A couple really interesting things in the sort of inside baseball aspect of this. I talked to a bunch of people today, and of course, we've been in this world for a long time now, so I have a lot of people that I know that are really closely tied into cable news and related matters. Several people pointed this fact out to me. Then it was also tweeted by Brian Stelter. Now, Stelter is a guy who you probably remember, very, very liberal on CNN and did not like Donald Trump, blah, 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 blah. It's important to note that his life before that CNN life was as a very well-sourced cable news analyst and reporter. He actually, back in the day, used to break big news about cable news all the time. And he points this out, and it's true. Tucker Carlson became, for a time, bigger than Fox News. His disappearance will ripple through Fox, the wider TV world, and the GOP. This is the important part, and it shows you how big this is. One of the many impacts is money. Fox is pushing for higher carriage fees from distributors right now, and without Tucker, Fox has less leverage. I can't even describe to you how big of a thing this is in the business side of this. Fox gets tons of money from cable providers. They are in the middle of preparing for a negotiation in which they are going to hold them up for even more money. This is their big time. If you're in the NFL and you have the NFL Sunday ticket package comes up and DirecTV has it for all these years and YouTube TV stole it away this year with a massive amount of money. You go to these cable providers and you say, you got to pay me this many dollars per subscription. And the cable news providers look at your channel and say, well, this one is crucial for us. We can't lose it. Fox News Channel is one of those networks. It's usually number one or number two on all of cable, not cable news, all of cable when it comes to viewership. These cable companies are already shedding subscribers. They do not want to lose Fox News, but they also need leverage to go to them and say, hey, we're not going to pay you more. We're not going to pay you any more than we're already paying you. That's where this comes in. Losing the number one host on this network is a massive dent in their argument for more money from these cable providers. This honestly could be a billion-dollar decision or more for firing Tucker Carlson. So where is this going? Brian Stelter says he knows as well. Let's make one thing very clear. Tucker Carlson did not choose to leave Fox News like this. Others can decide whether the word fired applies here, but he isn't leaving on his own terms. Again, you take Brian Stelter's reporting as it is here, but he is very well sourced, especially in places like CNN, Fox, and MSNBC. We'll see if that plays out. I definitely want to hear Tucker Carlson's point of view here before I believe any reporter. Now, also reported today from Semaphore, Carlson's executive producer, Justin Wells, is also out at the network, according to two people familiar with the situation. And this goes to what might be the next step in this. At least this is where the reporting is landing. And I want to make sure it's important. I want to make sure you understand once again that PR departments have been known to leak things that look damaging for hosts when they are unable to respond. This is a very common practice. I don't know if any of this is true. However, it goes to another lawsuit that's going against Fox right now, a lawsuit from producers, Abby Grossberg. Carlson's exit is related to the discrimination lawsuit filed by Abby Grossberg, the producer fired by the network last month, people said. Carlson's senior executive producer, Justin Wells, has also been terminated, according to people familiar with the matter. This is from a pretty well-sourced reporter at the LA Times. So that kind of is what at least the buzz is about why this went down. It's something to do with this lawsuit. They went into discovery. They looked at documents. They looked at texts. They looked at all sorts of different things. And one of the things that is being sort of rumored right now is that there's a tape. There's some sort of tape, a recording of Tucker or his producer. We don't know, somewhat related to this. And they found it in discovery and they thought it was bad. So they fired him immediately to try to get out of this lawsuit trouble they might be having. And I will give you this little nugget. This is from the initial story from the Abby Grossberg lawsuit. Fired Fox News producer says she found more evidence relevant to the Dominion case. Now, this is before the Dominion case was settled. But in there, they say Grossberg, in the new affidavit, said a forensic expert recently pulled two recordings off the broken phone that she recorded using an app called Otter, which simultaneously records and creates text transcriptions of audio files. Otter's a program that we use here at The Blaze. It's a sort of an AI transcription service. You put in audio, it feeds out a transcript for you. So if you're recording a meeting, it can be helpful. If you're recording a, an interview, you can put a podcast through there and get a transcript if you need a quick transcript of it. The issue here, of course, is you can also probably record phone calls and all sorts of other things. It seems to be they're insinuating that's what she was doing. We don't know for sure what they may have caught, but that is the rumor that at least something was caught on audio. Again, the main thing we need to hear from is Tucker Carlson, and they very likely have put him under some sort of a gag order that he can't talk about this. We will see how long that lasts. Now, the rumor, at least from several people that I talked to today, the speculation was that they would probably pay him out and sit him on the sidelines just so no one else can sign him up. They owe him a lot of money. Now, on the other side of this, we haven't even got to Don Lemon yet. Don Lemon has also been fired. In the middle of all this going on, Don Lemon gets blown out. Don Lemon, and this is how the New York Times describes him, CNN star anchor. Who? I thought you said Don Lemon. Anyway, he's going to leave the network. Obviously, he's had all sorts of major problems there. And, Lemon has really had all sorts of issues. I want to give you the back and forth here quickly, though, because this was entertaining. So CNN Communications announces it first. They say CNN and Don have parted ways. Don will forever be a part of the CNN family. We thank him for his contributions over the past 17 years. We wish him well, and we'll be cheering him on in future endeavors. Well, Don, as you would obviously have guessed, was not going to just take this lightly and just say, okay, well, I had a good run here. Let's go on to my next thing. No. He released a statement. He says, I was informed this morning by my agent that I have been terminated by CNN. I am stunned. After 17 years at CNN, I would have thought someone in management would have the decency to tell me directly. At no time was I given any indication that I would not be able to continue to do the work I have loved at the network. It is clear that there are some larger issues at play. Gee, what do you think those are with Don Lemon? With that said, I want to thank my colleagues and many teams I've worked with for an incredible run. They are the most talented, blah, 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 blah. So CNN, a couple minutes later, says this. Don Lemon's statement about this morning's events is inaccurate. He was offered an opportunity to meet with management, but instead released a statement on Twitter. The Babylon Bee pointed out this. Don, sad, CNN fires Don Lemon after realizing he's past his prime, which is just, that's just sad. We're going to talk to Bobby Burak here in a second, and we're going to get his reaction to Don Lemon, maybe a little bit on Tucker Carlson as well as a big controversy at NBC. If you think MSNBC was in the clear today, no, they weren't. We'll get back to that here in a second. Just opening up my Upside app here. Oh, here we go, right there. That says, get an extra 20 cents a gallon on your next fill-up. Got to do it by June 7th. So don't let me forget. 20 cents a gallon. You know, you see these gas prices go up and up and up. You see inflation go up and up and up and up. And then you have Upside pushing back on the other side of that. Right now, you can go and use my promo code STU, get an extra 25 cents back for every gallon on your first tank of gas. I don't know. Maybe I can use my own code and save another 5 cents. I'm not sure. I'm going to give it a shot after this. You can claim an offer for whatever you're buying on Upside. And you think, okay, is it just gas? No, it's gas. It's food. It's all sorts of stuff. And these are restaurants that are around you. Here's the greatest part. You don't have to be like, here's my special Upside discount card. Nothing like that. Pay with your normal credit card and you get paid through the app. Plus, Upside doesn't sell your personal information to third parties. They know it's your information and they shouldn't be selling it, so they don't. Upside users are earning hundreds of dollars a year. It's probably why they have a 4.8 star rating on the App Store. Download the free Upside app and get free money. Why would you not do this? Use the promo code STU. Get an extra 25 cents back on every gallon for your first tank of gas. It's an extra 25 cents back for every gallon on your first tank of gas using the promo code STU with the Upside app.
One of the best measures of how corrupt a country is how rich its leaders get while they're in office. They're not so good at passing laws or governing, but they're great at investing.
Imagine if every American could make money off of war.
In 103 days, that position ends up gaining around 103%. So she made, you know, $2 million plus her original two, so $4
million. I signed, co-sponsored a bill and made too much voluminous flair over it that I wouldn't be seated, so I shut up. The threats that fly around are just absolutely insane.
The Blaze Originals team traveled to Washington, D.C., home to one of the most brilliant financial minds in the world, Nancy Pelosi. In our documentary, Bought and Paid For, How Politicians Get Filthy Rich, we spoke to reps Matt Gaetz and Chip Roy, George Santos, and the bane of D.C. elites, Unusual Whales, to expose how our elected officials are beating the stock market and, more importantly, what we can do. To watch today, go to congressgetsrich.com and use code RICH to get $30 off an annual subscription to Blaze TV.
So much going on. We spent so much time on Tucker Carlson. We barely even started talking about Don Lemon. And to do that, no better guy to bring in than Bobby Burak. He's a columnist for OutKick. And I know, Bobby, you follow Don Lemon's career very closely. Very, very, I feel like, expected day, but a pretty monumental day in the world of cable news.
Yeah, I mean, so much going on right now. I have to look at my phone around noon. I saw Don Lemon say he was fired. Not suspended or sent back to anti-woman training where CNN sent him most recently for his sexist remark. Don Lemon's fired. And I got to ask, Stu, and I don't know, maybe you have the insight. I don't think anybody else does. Why now? Like, why did they fire Don Lemon when he failed in primetime or when he moved to morning radio and had or morning TV and had the lowest morning cable news ratings on record since 1991 when Nielsen started tracking cable news ratings? Why didn't they fire him when he reportedly berated co-host Caitlin Collins behind the scenes for talking too much on his set? Why didn't they fire him when he said women over 40 are used goods? Why now? I don't know. It seems odd, but it makes you wonder if they tried to maybe bury this news or so much else going on. They kind of slid it in there because, Stu, if Don Lemon was the lead story in the news cycle, you already know people would be yelling racism, the firing of a gay black guy. You would have LGBTQ activists calling for the ousting of CNN executives protesting outside their doors. So I think the fact that they're able to slide this under much bigger stories, CNN hasn't bared the burden of what they would otherwise had they just fired this guy on a random Tuesday in June.
Yeah. And look, I think there's 100% chance that Don Lemon's going to still keep pushing those angles. And once all of this cools down, you know, I would not be at all surprised to see a lawsuit filed by Don Lemon based on exactly what you're talking about. I had the same thought, though. I mean, because the Tucker Carlson thing came out, huge, huge story, obviously a much bigger story because people actually watch Tucker Carlson. And, you know, they kind of slide in the Don Lemon situation under it and no one's really talking about it. You know, I had heard as well that from a couple of contacts that I've talked to said that this wound up leaking to The New York Times and they were prepping a story on the Lemon firing, so they had to try to rush it out quickly. But Lemon was pretty pissed off about it, and I was shocked at myself, Bobby, as I read the Don Lemon and the CNN back and forth. It was one of the first times I've ever actually just believed CNN's telling of the story. That's how little trust Don Lemon has.
Yeah, I will say this, though. You're absolutely right. CNN put out that thing claiming Don Lemon lied, and I agree with them. I do. But at the same time, if you're forced to believe CNN or Don Lemon, you're really picking between pretty well-known liars, right? I mean, CNN's been lying for a couple of decades. Don Lemon's been lying for a decade. So while I'm with you, I believe CNN is telling the truth, not Don Lemon, that he wasn't just fired and didn't have a chance to even talk to management. I'm always a little bit skeptical just taking any tweet from CNN at face value. I mean, the last time I did that, I was told that daylight savings time was racist. And people like you and I, Stu, are privileged because daylight savings time doesn't affect us nearly as much. So I'm still a bit reluctant just to share a CNN tweet and say, well, that's the truth.
That's probably a good advice to everyone in the audience. Let me give you, speaking of tweets, one of yours. You went through the year in Don Lemon history, and it is not a good one. Past year for Don Lemon: demoted from primetime, set industry lows in the morning, screamed at co-hosts behind the scenes, called women over 40 past their prime, sentenced to anti-woman rehab, KJP refused to let him interview her, and then fired by CNN. Not exactly a banner year, Bobby.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's the equivalent of, let's just use a sports analogy, of getting the first overall pick and drafting Jamarcus Russell. Like, it's already bad. And then with what you do with your bad news, you make it even worse. I mean, just to not have KGP be able to sit down with you, for her to request the bosses, I'll talk to anybody but Don Lemon on his own show. The fact that she had to interview with his sidekick instead of him. I mean, I don't know of a more humiliating mark in cable news than that, other than getting fired a couple days later, as Don Lemon just was.
Yeah, it's fascinating to watch. And it was interesting to watch the cable news coverage of this, because you'd think this would be all over every cable news station. You'd think Fox News would be covering it like crazy. And they did a little bit. CNN was covering the Tucker thing a little bit. Both of them, though, kind of had their own situations going on, so they didn't necessarily want to talk about it too much. And then you have MSNBC on the other side. And MSNBC, you'd think, would be free to cover this all day, as this is the one day they don't have a scandal. But of course, they do have a scandal. And I think, Bobby, when it comes to just monetary terms, this might be the biggest one of all of them. CBS anchor alleged NBC Universal boss Jeff Shell sexually harassed her, prompting his exit. Now, this is the guy who is like the bigwig, the guy at NBC Universal. And an anchor is accusing him of this. He's out. He's already admitted an inappropriate relationship. In some ways, he's the luckiest guy in the world, because all of the other news is taking over. But I don't want to let this go because we've seen this over and over again. These networks come out. They are telling everybody else. They're criticizing everybody else about their Me Too scandals. They're going after everybody else for everything that they do wrong. And we find out over and over and over again that while this criticism was going on, executives at that company were doing largely the same thing.
Yeah, there's no bigger hypocritical network than NBC. I mean, if people remember the Today Show with Matt Lauer, they went on and just ripped anybody who was part of Me Too or supposedly a part of Me Too. And a couple months later, we find out Matt Lauer might have been the most egregious offender of Me Too. So now you have this guy. And like you said, this is a big, big executive, not only in news, but in all of media. I mean, he's the boss of Rachel Maddow, who just happened to get a $40 million contract. So, I mean, this is not some random executive on the side of middle management. This is one of the more powerful guys in all of news media. So for that to be dropped on a Sunday is one thing, but to be totally left out of the news cycle today is quite intriguing. There's no better time, I guess, to be fired for that stuff than when you are maybe the fourth biggest story in cable news, the industry you run. So I agree, but it shouldn't be ignored, because if this was a competing executive, his own network would probably drive this bus for days and weeks. But right now, it's pretty much a non-story, whether it be from CNN, the MSNBC, or Mediaite, or New York Times. I don't see a lot of coverage on that for such a monumental scandal.
It really is amazing. One more thing here before you go, Bobby. I mean, you write about media manipulation all the time. We all know what happens with stories like this, whether it's someone's getting fired for whatever reason, when the lawsuit's breaking. The time you release this stuff is like Friday at like 4:30 p.m. You know, everyone's leaving from work. They don't care. They want to go to the bar. They want to go out to eat. They want to go to a movie. They don't want to be thinking about news. So you release it on Friday, and then it simmers over the weekend and maybe gets a little conversation. And by Monday, people are on to other things. All of these stories break on, and the NBC one was a little bit earlier, but both the Tucker and the Lemon situation both break today at the beginning of the day. Why are they reacting with this urgency? Why do they need to push this out? Do you have any idea how these stories both came out on a Monday?
Yeah, I always say this, Stu, news gets out when somebody wants it out, right? Like, leaks are a mere product of somebody wanting to manipulate the message and get in front of a narrative before it originates naturally. So whenever I see a story rushed out, you have to think that whoever leaked it and put the news out there was fearful that if they didn't get ahead of it, a narrative would develop that they did not want. I think that certainly that's what's happening with a lot of these stories, particularly the Lemon one. CNN did not address it right away. Don Lemon actually put it out. So you've seen CNN respond by framing it a certain way, I think, to get ahead of what they were expecting, which is some pretty fierce backlash that really hasn't even started yet. But I would expect by Thursday, Friday, you will see at least one article from one of the main corporate media outlets saying CNN is now racist and homophobic. Because when you have a chance to call a network both racist and homophobic, that is an opportunity you cannot let pass you by.
Mm-hmm. CNN will learn a lesson very quickly. They are not woke enough. You're never woke enough. And that's a lesson no one seems to learn until they're in the middle of it. Bobby Burak, a columnist for Outkick, always writes about media, sports, all sorts of great stuff. Don't miss his work and follow him on Twitter as well. Bobby, thanks so much for coming on the program.
Hey, Stu, talk soon.
know, buying or selling a home is already one of the most stressful things you can do, and it can be 10 times worse if you're not working with the right agent. That's why we always recommend realestateagentsitrust.com. They work with only the best agents in every market. They do their own homework. They make sure that, hey, they can bring to you the best agents no matter where you are in the country, and they only work with full-time professionals, no part-time or inexperienced agents. The agents involved all have long track records, really good track records, and are the best sellers in their field. The process is simple. Just go to realestateagentsitrust.com today and provide some basic info. The team will contact you to make an introduction and get you to the preferred agent in your town. Check it out now, no matter where you are in the country. If you're moving, buying, or selling, whatever you need, realestateagentsitrust.com. It's realestateagentsitrust.com. All right, I want to get to Rob Eno here for more on the Tucker Carlson and Don Lemon stuff. Before, though, we get there, I want to tell you that today is the 10-month anniversary of the overturning of Roe versus Wade, and we're only, obviously, 2 months away from the actual one-year anniversary. What a great way to celebrate with 62422 merch from Blaze TV. Yes, go to stewdoesmerch.com. Use the code STU10. You'll save 10% off. It memorializes that very important day in a way that will confuse the left. So do that now. stewdoesmerch.com. The code is STU10. Ah, what a crazy day. So much going on. I want to tell you about the Ghost Sleeve from Refuge Privacy. Now, if you may be aware that your phone might be useful as it is, maybe you got some big news updates today from your phone, but it's also, of course, a tracking device, even when it's off. So if you're concerned about big tech's invasive data tracking capabilities, you don't have to be. You can protect your phone with something that keeps everything and everybody out whenever you don't want them in there. The Ghost Sleeve is from Refuge Privacy. It does exactly that. It's made with Faraday fabric that blocks signals and to and from the phone and has sound blocking panels on each side as well. Your private conversations are yours, not anyone else's. This is the only Faraday sleeve that blocks both signal and sound. Each sleeve has an easy open and close airtight seal and uses premium Faraday fabric that blocks even high-frequency 5G signals that other sleeves don't. Visit RefugePrivacy.com right now. Use the code STU to save 10% off your order. RefugePrivacy.com. Promo code is STU for 10% off at RefugePrivacy.com. I'm joined by Rob Eno, a Blaze TV's resident media critic, on, I think, the craziest day in cable news history.
Day, right? Slow news day? Yeah.
I know. What? Let's start with Tucker Carlson. It's the biggest one, I guess. We are basically at the point, we haven't even heard from Tucker yet. So that's a really important thing.
Right.
We don't have any idea what happened. So let's just wildly speculate. Like, give me your top line theory and we'll go down the strain of likelihood after that.
Right. But the main thing, I think, is when you've got any sort of legal action against you, right, as a company, you keep the person around that is part of it. You know, there's things that say that Tucker sent those texts, you know, that showed that he didn't really believe stuff, but then he was, you know, why are we talking about, you know, the election equipment company?
Right.
And why aren't we? And you keep people that are part of this or could be part of it or could have to testify close at hand, right? Before the litigation. So the litigation is settled now. And then you get rid of them. I've had friends that's happened to.
Mm-hmm.
That there's been litigation at their company. They've been part of it, or even action by the government. They get an all clear. It gets done, and they get let go shortly after.
So the theory being essentially like if you fire them before this, they could turn on you and go to the other side. You want to keep them on your side of the the legal action until the whole thing's over.
Right. I think that has a lot to do with it. I mean, I think that doesn't explain the Bongino being gone thing from last week,
right,
which is, you know, they got rid of Bongino. They got rid of Fox. You know, they got rid of Tucker today. And I also think that he has a worldview that's different than the, you know, for everything the left says about Fox, they're a pretty standard down the middle of the line Republican establishment network, right? Tucker was the aberration on that. They're pro-Ukraine war. There's a lot of their not really for spending cuts. They're more for let's get a tax cut. They're more right down the center of the line Republicanism. Except for Tucker. And I think that Tucker doesn't fit in the mold of where the Fox network has really always been.
You know, the one place that Tucker does fit the mold, though, is that he gets a lot of people watching them, a lot of people wanting to come to the network really only for Tucker. Not to say that there are other hosts that aren't great, but like that's like he's the guy that like takes the news cycle and rips it over to his side night after night after night. And of course, he makes a lot of money for the network. I mean, going back, you look back at this, has there ever been an example where someone was, you know, if he was fired, and we don't fully even know that part of it yet, but if he was fired, is it one of the, I don't remember ever seeing a guy at this peak level of fame being blown out like that. I mean, like, you know, people always bring up Glenn, and as I mentioned earlier, Glenn was not fired. You know, Bill O'Reilly had been around for such a long time when he finally left. I mean, Tucker really is kind of at his peak right now. People are talking about him as a potential presidential nominee.
And Bill O'Reilly didn't have the streaming service subscriptions that were tied to him as well, mm-hmm. right? You know, this is going to be a big hit for Fox Nation. Fox Nation's biggest shows are like three Tucker Carlson shows that are like, right. In addition to the Tucker Carlson Tonight, he's got those Tucker Carlson Presents and he does deep dives on issues. And I would imagine that being a customer service rep at Fox Nation was not a fun job today.
Yeah.
You know, because that's, you know, like we have the subscription side, the Blaze TV, where you can join and help us out. I think that is going to be the big thing. And you saw Fox go down, what was it, 3%, I think, is where it ended the day. Their corporate stock went down 3%. And, you know, it's going to be interesting to see the financial hit that they take, because it was, you know, they're going to go from the most watched 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. hour at all the cable news to probably getting beat by CNN.
Which is hard to do.
Tonight.
Right.
Like, tonight.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's certainly no knock on, I think I'd heard a couple of rumors, at least. I don't think it's confirmed yet of who's going to come in and fill in for a few nights. And, you know, the people that host that, I think people generally like. But it's still like it's frustrating. You know, you see this happen when they take out your favorite guy, you want to go the other way. So go down the rabbit hole a little bit here on a couple of other theories. There's an idea that this producer who is suing is really what the controversy is around, where, you know, maybe she has recordings of him. I mean, you know, one thing that Fox is famous for is when they decide they've turned on you, lots of stuff gets leaked to the press. And I mean, everyone knows who it's from. It's from the Fox, allegedly from the Fox News PR people who go out to protect the shield, essentially. Do you think there's anything to this other stuff? Do we have any idea where this is going?
No, I don't think we do. I think we do know that he. I'm very confident. I'm like a 95% confidence that he was fired. Right? Mm-hmm. It was said that he didn't even know until this morning. Yep. That Rupert Murdoch made the final decision. And you know, that could, quite frankly, be part of it. There may be recordings. We won't know, and we may never know if there's an NDA and, mm-hmm. you know, Fox settles with the other person and gets an NDA, which you could see happen, and just washes its hands of it and moves forward. We might never know exactly what happened. And, you know, there's also a thing that, who knows if Fox is going to be if Tucker's going to be a free agent, right? Tucker may not actually go somewhere. For all we know, Fox could buy out the contract, make sure that he stays. I did see, and, you know, we shouldn't really trust the source, but our friend Helter Brian Stelter,
yes,
did tweet out that both Lemon and Tucker today were going after the same entertainment lawyer to try and make sure that they get the remainders of their contracts.
Oh, that's interesting.
I just thought that was kind of funny.
Well, and Stelter, like, for all of his, at times, very liberal beliefs, it is very well sourced in the industry.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
He really is. In fact, I thought one of the most interesting things about this as I was going through this, and Stelter mentioned this as well as some other people I talked to today, Fox is about to enter into negotiations with cable companies about their carriage fees. And they want a ton more than they've been asking for. And now they've got rid. I mean, this could be a multi-billion dollar decision for Fox News.
There are people that keep cable and keep streaming services like YouTube TV just to watch Fox News. Mm-hmm. They watch nothing else. It's the way they can get Fox News.
Yep.
And those people might cancel. I know a few people that have said, I don't need cable anymore. It's the only thing I watch. So they're canceling their cable subscriptions. This is going to have a ripple effect throughout the industry.
Now, I don't think that will have a huge effect from Don Lemon leaving CNN. No. Not a lot of people were watching in the first place.
No.
And of course, he's immediately jumped to what seems like a claim of bigotry. That's why he was fired, which is so ridiculous considering who he's being, the place he's being fired from. What do you think of the Don Lemon thing? Were you surprised by it? Were you surprised?
No, that's been coming, right? There's you said that Fox has their PR people that release things. So does CNN.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
there's been tons of stories over the past few months. They've given him a chance to redeem himself. It doesn't look like he has on the show. You know, there's allegations of sexism and talking over other hosts and getting upset. Like, he quite frankly, you know, we know that Chris Licht, who is the new president of CNN, wants them to go in a more nonpartisan direction. That has been his directive. He got rid of Brian Stelter because of it. And even Brian Stelter was on with Dan Abrams last week and was like, yeah, I guess I did get fired. Like, he used the fired word. Like, he has come to the place where he got fired,
yeah.
Right? So, you know, they've gotten rid of liberal host after liberal host after liberal host. And there's the incident where Don Lemon was like, I can't believe you're interviewing this person and you're giving them a chance to talk. Like, to the co-host, I think it was Poppy Harlow, right after the interview was done. Like, this is my show, and it's not his show. It's the network's morning show that he happened to be on. And I think you're seeing the move away from it. They're doing that new Gayle King and Charles Barkley show on the weekends now that's going to be a nonpartisan talk show. That could be a train wreck, or that could be a good show.
Right.
I'm actually interested in seeing how that one turns out. But they've given Don Lemon time and time again, and you saw it in, I don't know if you saw the CNN PR tweet that was like, we did not fire him.
Yeah.
We just told him we wanted him to come in and talk.
I will say, because their wording of that was interesting. You know, they're pushing back against Don Lemon's tweet. And I got to say, do I believe in the battle of who I believe between CNN PR and Don Lemon? I think I pick CNN PR. I think they probably did go to him. And there's some rumors behind the scenes about how the New York Times got a hold of this. So they were going to break the story. So they had to rush the announcement, which meant them just calling the agent and saying, hey, we'd love to talk to Don, but we're going to have to make a change.
Right.
And that's what kind of set all of this into motion. But, like, honestly, like, I don't believe Don Lemon at all. Like, the fact that Don Lemon tweets something, I assume immediately it's false. That's my starting point.
This is an apple. This is a lemon.
Yes, I believe the apple, I think. This is the one time CNN actually has credibility with me. Where does Lemon go from here? Like, I think you can make the argument, Tucker Carlson, whatever he may be sidelined on TV, you could probably do a podcast or something. That podcast will be huge. Don Lemon, question mark, where do you go?
Right.
No one cares.
There is a right of center conservative media ecosystem,
yes.
Right? There 100% is. There's not that on the left. There's Pod Save America and I think the Young Turks.
Young Turks.
Like that's like it. There is not a large...
But neither of those are Don Lemon left.
Right, exactly.
It's a totally different thing.
That's what I'm saying is I don't think there's a place for him to go. I mean, Cuomo was disgraced and is on News Nation.
Yep.
So Lemon might go and get a show on News Nation. They seem to be picking up old CNN folks, and they may give him his own, like, weekly talk show or something like
that.
Like, he might end up somewhere like there. I think he'll get picked up somewhere. I don't think it will be as of the big stature. But I think CNN's trying to take him out on the way out as well.
They love doing that. Again, we work for CNN and Fox, so we have some experience. Robbie, this is a incredible day, and it's one that had to be memorialized here. Rob, of course, is the resident media critic here at Blaze TV. Rob, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me on.
What a day it has been. I try to give you kind of a back and forth of everything that was going on today and get as many perspectives as I could. It's one of those things that, like, that's a shocking day. Look, the Don Lemon firing is not a shocking part of media. And we're not surprised. I'm not surprised Don Lemon was fired. He was obviously a complete failure as a host and had been for a very long time and should have been fired years and years ago. The Tucker Carlson thing is a whole nother story. I mean, that is a a crazy moment in, we're talking about, I mean, think about this. Right now, Tucker Carlson might be gone. Who knows what that means for Fox? They could be gone, or at least very much diminished. At the same time, car companies are talking about taking AM radios out of cars. You're talking about Fox News and talk radio. What does this mean for the country? I will tell you this. Places like Blaze TV are more important than ever. Join us. BlazeTV.com/Stu. The promo code is Stu. We could really use your help to push back against this craziness. We'll see you tomorrow.